Today is Wednesday, the 4th of June, in the 7th week of Easter. The University of Johannesburg choir sing the Sanctus from Missa de Meridiana. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. What is God's glory if it is not God's presence and God's grace made known? As I look around me now, do I notice that presence? Right here, right now, God's presence sanctifies this ordinary place and these ordinary people and makes them holy. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Holy Father, Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth.
Jesus' words here are full of powerful language, heavy with meaning. Which words did you notice particularly? Which ones struck a chord with you? The words about protecting and guarding? The words about sanctifying? The words about the world? The words about truth? So that they may be one as we are one. How do these words strike you? This idea that we should be one as Jesus and the Father are one. Poetic? Beautiful? Unattainable, perhaps? How united do you think the followers of Jesus are? How united could they be? As you hear the reading again, notice once more if there is any phrase which stands out for you.
Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth.
Jesus says he speaks these things so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. Jesus' desire is for you to have complete joy from him. Speak to him now. Tell him what your desire is. Come, Holy Spirit,
fill the hearts of your faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Send forth your Spirit,
and they shall be created,
and you will renew the face of the earth.